Morning, good morning. Welcome back to our Jet Setting Midwest Traveler. What did you bring back from the land of plenty?
Good to be back in Yeshiva.
The mad world out there. Black Friday, Cyber Monday, chop till you drop. Okay. Right. Okay, let's bring it home. We're about to finish Parshas Vayetze in the Inyanim of Tefillah. And a lot of interesting names in Vayetze, obviously. A lot of good names. And some of them are reflective of Tefillahs. Now, the one that's probably closest to Tefillah is Naftali. Why is that close to Tefillah? It sounds like Tefillah, Naftali and Tefillah. What do Naftali and Tefillah have in common? So Rashi writes, Niskabla Tefillasi. But what does Naftali mean? So there are two pshats. One is Rashi, one is taken more by the other Rishonim. We'll start with Rashi. Rashi had a lot of different inspirations. One of them is grammarian. Remember, we're not big grammarians. We don't really study grammar that much. Obviously, Israelis studied a little bit more than Americans. But in the medieval period, grammar was all the rage. Big debates between Beit Notam and the Ibn Ezra about grammar. And, of course, grammar led to deep theological differences about how words are constructed. These were the real, you walked into shul, the real controversies were whether Hebrew words are built on three letters or two letters. And really big, raging debates, and you read about them. Just Google the big, big debates. So one of Rashi's influences was someone named Menachem ben Sarok. So Menachem ben Sarok, Pishu b'machberes. People would write these little machberes. That's why Rashi was called the Kuntres. He says the word Naftali comes from the word Samid Pasil. Psil techeles, Naftali. Pei taf lamid, Naftali. Pei taf lamid. Now, what does Naftali have to do with a psil techeles or with a string? So string, you take two different pieces of wool and you wrap them really tightly, round and around, so that they circle each other. And at some point, those two strings become one string. So if you pull out your tzitzis, you look at your tzitzis, you'll realize you've got really multiple strings, but they're wound so tightly, they become incorporated, they become integrated. So string represents taking two items that are very, very different and integrating them. Well, that's the lead into tefillah. And that's why there's almost a triple entendre. And that's why Rachel called her child Naftali. Why? Not just because Niskabla tefillasa, as she says, but look at the Lashon HaPasuk. Naftule Elokim Niftalti, or Naftule Elokim, let me read it the proper way. Kadosh Baruch Hu has been Naftule me. Niftalti Yemachusi. So the second word, Naftali appears twice in this pasuk. Naftule Elokim, Niftalti Machosi, Gan Becholti, Vatekreshimo Naftali. Right, strange pasuk with the word Naftali three times. Too bad we don't have any Naftalis in the room. Okay. Naftule. Any Naftalis in the Shana? No Naftalis, right? Naftali Shana Bad. What? Who? Okay. It's your homework. What?
Shapiro.
Naftali Shapiro. So tell him this is a nice pasuk for him. What's happening for what, Rachel? Rachel was separate. Rachel was an outcast. Everyone got together at the Rosh Hashanah meals, and Leah was sitting there with all of her children, with Reuven, Shimon, Levi. My favorite pshat that I heard from Rav Aaron Soloveitchik. Why was Levi called Levi? Lashon HaPasuk, Hapam, Yilave Ishi. Now my husband will spend some time with me, finally, Leah says, now that I have three. Why was Leah so convinced that Yaakov would now spend time with her? And why was it not for the third child? You'd think that Yaakov would be excited about Reuven, Shimon, chopped liver. Now Levi's on town, she's going to hang out. So Rav Aaron Soloveitchik told us once in Shir, it's very simple. When Reuven was born, Leah held her in her right hand, assuming she was a righty. When Shimon was born, Leah held her in her left hand. When Levi was born, Leah was out of hand, so now she needs Yaakov to hang out to help Levi. Get it? As our parents, yeah. Reuven, right hand. Shimon, left hand. Now Levi, so you got a hole. I remember someone once asked me, we had our third child, who's now married, said, what's the difference between having two children, having three children? I said, it's very simple. It's the difference between playing a man-to-man defense and a zone defense. With two children, you take Ali, you take Shoshi, you know, our first two kids. came home with three kids. Okay, you take the back of the house, I'll take the front of the house. Anything in the back is your responsibility. We'll play a box on one, okay? So now Levi's around, so Yaakov has to hang out with Leah, because Leah only has two hands, she has three kids. That's something very simple. And I later found out that Chizkuni says it, so it's Mamash Chizkuni. My favorite...
They have shvachos.
What?
They have a shvachos.
Yeah, but you don't want to give your children to a shivcha. Remember that. You want to let someone else raise your kids. Okay, you can have a lot of money, but make mistakes about how you use your money. You want to raise your kids yourself. Anyway, so basically Rachel is saying, now I'm part of the family. Now I've become Naftali. This Naftali is affecting Rachel. What does she say? Niftalti imachosi. Now I'm part of the group. I'm not on the outside. We're sitting around Rosh Hashanah. All the kids are around. Reuven and Levi's making a racket, and Shimon's having throwing food fight with Reuven. Now I've got two kids. I've got Dan. I've got Naftali. Now I'm part of the family fold. So Rachel, through of course Bilhah and her children, is connecting and integrating and incorporating herself with the rest of the family through her children. She therefore calls this child Naftali, and it also captures the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted her tefillah. So the root of Naftali, Nachum Ben Sarok said, is a string. A string connotes integration of separate elements, independent elements. Rachel senses she's becoming more integrated into the family, and she also senses that her tefillah is accepted. So if tefillah is referred to as tefillah because it stems from this root, obviously the core of tefillah is connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is trying to find that distance between you and Bridget and become one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in your thoughts and your conversation, obviously. Not the same way we turn two strings into one. We can't make ourselves physically connected to Hashem, but we're looking for that connection. We're looking for, this is so simple. Obviously, there's nothing new here that I'm saying, but it's at the root of tefillah. So I'm going to ask you, why is it called tefillah? Why don't we call it Amida? Why don't we call it Sicha? Why don't we call it Pegia? All these languages, and many other languages, Sheva or Shevach or Shavasi, why do we call it tefillah? This according to Menachem Ben Sarok, and according to her, it seems like Rashi's adopting it, because the ultimate purpose of tefillah is not the speech and not the standing, and not ultimate is just have that connection with the Ribbono Shel Olam, to become one like Absol Techeles, and to become one like Rachel became one, Niftalti Yemachosi. Now the other Yisharim quote, I thought it was Rashi, but I didn't really, let me just see if it's Rashi here. No. The other Yisharim quote a third interpretation of Naftali, but it's very similar. I think it's the Ramban. The Torah describes litigation, the Nasan Bifli Lim, that you litigate. So if you're today in Israel, Plili means a criminal case. Oh, that's a Tik Plili. That person is Olam HaPlili, belongs to the criminal underworld. So the Nasan Bifli Lim, the Torah writes, you should go to the court and litigate. What we're talking about now, Dine Ton Venita. In some ways, it's similar to Menachem Ben Sarok's Pshat of Psil Techeles, because when you litigate with someone, you're also connecting with that person. There's a Ton and a Nitan. Who Dav Bayar? My boys Bayara. Why are you on my land? So you and I are now going to Beis Din. We now have a litigation, so we're creating this integration. It may or may not be similar. The word Plilim doesn't have the tough in it as opposed to Psil. But certainly, Naftali can on the one hand capture Ptil. On the other hand, it can capture plil, it can capture litigation. And davening is also a litigation with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. We'll talk about this in Eretz Hashem later in the week. The davening isn't just shevach, but why does Yaakov daven b'lashon pigia? It's a very hostile language, right? Gaba makom. In modern Hebrew, a pigua is a terror incident. Why is his davening considered pigua? Why is davening considered litigation? What does it mean to litigate? Who are you litigating with? What is the litigation about? So we'll try to talk about this a little bit later, but for today, just remember, Menachem Ben Sarok associates the word Naftali / Tefillah with the word Psil Techeles. Naftali was Rachel's way of connecting with the family, and Tefillah is our way of connecting with the Kodesh Baruch Hu when her Tefillah was here. Okay, let's review what we saw yesterday.